Mix 94.7 KMCH. Here we go into the great beyond and talking about fun and talking about summer. Guest of the day right here on KMCH. I want to introduce Trey. Trey, how do I pronounce your last name?
Shoebop.
Oh, yeah, somebody didn't turn the microphones on. That's my bad. Try it again, Trey.
Shoebop.
There we go. Much better. I can hear you now. And then Terry, and is it Alan?
Oh, my God. It's Alan.
Oh, Alan. Actually. Okay, okay. Well, I'd feel bad if I'd mispronounce his and not yours. So, well, welcome in. Manchester Community-Wide Vacation Bible School coming up. I'm assuming that's what VBS stands for,
you are
right?
Correct, Justin. It stands for Vacation Bible School.
Okay, good.
I thought it was Very Bodacious Surf, actually.
You know,
that's kind of what I was thinking, too.
A lot of people think that, but it's not. It's Vacation Bible School. Yep. It's an outreach many churches provide to teach kids about God. I'm sure a lot of people have heard about it in their communities. But for the second year now, some of the local churches join forces to put on another community-wide Vacation Bible School. We had so much fun last year and saw around 100 kids every day. We wanted to unify our efforts again to help kids in and around our community know that God made them, God loves them, and he wants to be their friend forever.
Now, I'm just going to go out on a limb here. Trey's wearing a Hawaiian shirt, and he's got flip-flops and sunglasses. So, obviously, the theme this year is Jurassic Park.
Absolutely.
Right?
This year's theme is actually Make Waves. So, if you can guess by the attire, guess by the name, we really want kids to be able to make a difference and make a ripple in this planet to actually make waves. So this year we're going to learn that it's possible to create a ripple effect to impact the world around them in a way that hopefully they will never forget.
And making waves, and I'm assuming beach, you're talking about good food too. There's got to be food involved, right?
Absolutely. We're not doing the typical snack, but like last year, we're doing something even better. We're partnering up with West Delaware Community Schools, and they're providing a free take-home sack lunch every day of Vacation Bible School.
Oh, that's cool.
Very cool.
That's very nice. And so, okay, we know the what, we know the why. Let's talk about the where and how.
The where is different from last year. So we were at the school last year, but under construction right now, we had to move it, and we are going to the Delaware County Fairgrounds in the Pavilion, and it is open to kids age preschool through fifth grade.
Okay, then, so now we know the where, now we know the how, we know the why. Give me the wow, Trey. Tell me about that.
Well, wow would be, you would think that this would cost a lot of money, but actually it is
especially
free.
With Hawaiian shirts like that.
I know, right? I mean, we don't skimp on the budget for this year, but really for signups, we're encouraging everyone to pre-register online just so that we have a better idea of how many supplies are needed, and it really helps to move the drop-off process along quicker. To sign your kiddos up, head over to Facebook, search for Manchester VBS, all one word. Remember, again, Very Bodacious Surf. But again, that's Manchester VBS, all one word. That will take you to Manchester Community-Wide VBS's group page and click the sign up and complete the quick online form.
You know, so this is kind of the new format now where a lot of these churches come together. And we're going off script now. Now it's the questions that you haven't prepared.
Yeah.
He even has the sunscreen on his nose.
I was hoping it got on the microphone.
Somebody tell Trey it's radio. Nobody can see. You're going to see his outfit here in a little bit on KMCH.com. But to be able to bring everybody together at a place like the fairgrounds and have a week like this, that's got to be a pretty cool feeling for you guys.
It's so cool because the kids can recognize each other from school.
Mm-hmm.
And then the volunteers, actually, we benefited a ton from it because we formed new relationships from last year to this year, and they just continue to grow. It's so cool.
How do you come? Oh, go ahead, Trey.
I didn't want to cut you off. I just think it's so cool that the churches can come together. I mean, I think we look around too often, and it's like we're all doing the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So like we can really just make an effort to be together and that unity piece and model that. And like I said, I mean, Terry hit it on the head, but just the relationships that we have with the other churches and to be able to do it together is really the heartbeat of why we want to do this together.
And you said something like 100 kids last year. Are you expecting that or even more
this
year?
So I know we already have about 75 pre-registered, and there are a ton that sign up day of.
Okay. And you can do that. You can show up the day of when this starts and remind everybody, Terry, when that day is, because it's coming up.
It's Monday. It's just around the corner. It starts Monday the 13th, and it's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. So the 13th through the 17th, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m.
And then lunch will be provided there from the West Delaware schools, too.
So. Yep. Yep, exactly. And I wanted to mention, though, they can sign up on the day, just like we talked about. I have a kid in softball, another in baseball, and they're both in swim teams. So these parents who don't have time to pre-register their kids are my people. So
spirit
I
animal.
I hear you. Yes. So you can absolutely, any of the days, you don't have to commit to all. If some days you can, some days you can't. They can leave early. They can come late. We have people, background check people at the check-in desk the entire time. We are here for you.
And how do you come up with a theme? I mean, it's got, obviously, you know, you got to do something different every year. What made you settle on making the big waves and the tropical theme and the Hawaiian shirts and stuff?
Well, we
this
actually
year?
Use a curriculum.
Okay, okay.
It's orange curriculum. Okay. And so we used them last year, and all of the churches who participated loved it. And so we decided to jump on board with them again this year, and all the churches were good to go. And so their theme this year was Make Waves.
And Trey, did you have to like buy that shirt, or did you already own that?
Oh, I pulled this out of my closet.
I say, there's a man that wears a shirt like that with pride right there. He's very proud yeah. walking around with that yeah. shirt on. And Terry's wearing one too. Again, you're going to see the pictures here online.
Limited.
Give everybody the kind of the reminders, the when, where, and we'll reset so everybody can mark it on their calendar again.
So it is Monday, June 13th through the 17th. Join us from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Remember, lunch is provided. Not Lunchables like I thought, but probably even
I'd
better.
I'd show up for Lunchables.
I would
know?
Too, honestly.
And it's at the fairgrounds yes. this year. It is not at the school. It's at the fairgrounds in the pavilion.
What are you looking most forward to about the week?
Ooh, that's yeah. a good
that's
one.
That'll be the last question, I
so
promise.
So it's Make Waves theme. Mm-hmm. So I anticipate there will be water involved.
Ooh.
And whenever you get kids in water, ooh, it's yeah. a ton of fun. And it looks like it's supposed to be great weather, so that is what I'm looking forward to.
Oh yeah, like upper 80s.
I hope they can like, finally teach me how to swim this week.
Yeah. Hey, I don't know how to swim either. Don't feel bad. Don't feel bad.
I'm going to have some floaties. So.
Yeah, I show up to a pool with floats on, even if it's a bathtub. Trey, what are you looking most forward to for the week?
Honestly, just, again, relationships. So all the kids that we come into contact with, you know, being newer to the Manchester area, it's always nice to kind of be in just a different atmosphere than just the kids that I mm-hmm. interact with at the Stone. So just to continue to build those relationships, not only with the kids, but there's the different churches involved. And that's a huge win every day.
Yep.
And last point, give us that Facebook page where we can get all the last minute info and everything.
So again, that is Manchester VBS on Facebook, all one word. And that will take you to the Manchester community-wide Facebook page. And please sign up there if you want to pre-register or come day of. And
yeah.
Love to
come
have
do
you.
A day of.
Yep.
There you mm-hmm. go. Thank you guys for coming in this morning. Terry, you felt like you had something else you wanted to add to
there
the festivities.
There was one more thing.
Yes.
We put an online poll out there. So last year we had DJ Trey as our MC.
I wonder who that was. He sounds like awesome. Like really
he
cool.
sounds all right. I mean, yeah.
We did an online poll. So our MC, Trey, this year, he is a surf shop owner. And so we did an online poll to get some participation on deciding what his name will be.
Yes.
It was between Big Kahuna, Crush, Riptide, and Sharkbait.
Mm-hmm.
And I bet the listeners could probably guess what the winner is. But drum roll, it was Sharkbait.
There you go. Make the guy who can't swim now live under the name
yeah.
Sharkbait.
Well,
that's
I mean,
great.
It's fitting. It's fitting.
He commits 100%.
They could just call me water bait.
There you
I
go. Bathtub bait because yeah. I can't go anything yeah. deeper than that.
So Shark Bait and I hope to see a lot of your faces there. And we cannot wait to get things kicked off next week.
Monday at the fairgrounds.
Monday morning.
Thank you guys for coming
Thanks,
in this
Justin.
Morning. You're going to see their bright, shiny, smiling faces and Hawaiian shirts online shortly at kmch.com. All right, DJ Shark Bait. Here's your chance to be a real DJ.
Oh,
all right.
Ready.
Take us to break.
Well, all you listeners out there, thank you so much for listening to KMCH, and we're on break now.